Daphne Gimel and Aleph for the two dots. Amr Abshim Alakish. Abshim Alakish said, Shoyd Shehemi says, Evid Shaloy Bekabana. Shlakish is making a chiddush. That if a Shoyd kills an Evid without any intention, so if a Shoyd doesn't kill with any intention, the Shoyd itself does not get killed. Does not get killed. But even though he killed a person, he's Potzim Shloishim Shkolim. He's going to say that if you don't kill the animal, you don't pay the knas. So you don't pay the. How do I know? Shnem, it says Kesef Shloishim Shkolim Yitin Lad Doinov Hashoyi Sokol. Calls Masha Hashoyi Biskila. If you be able to carry out the second half of the pasuk, which is killing the animal, then Habaylim Mishal Mishal Shkolim, and the owners pay 30 Shkolim. Ain Hashoyi Biskila. If the Shoy does not get Skila, Ain Habaylim Mishal Mishal Shkolim, then the owner does not pay the $30. Okay, that's the Shlokish thing. Amr Rabba makes another chiddush. Now, whether the Shlokish agrees with Rabba's chiddush or not, we're going to see tomorrow later. We're going to assume they don't. Rabba says the same idea, but a different din. Shoyer Shehemis Ben Choyin, not an Evet. He killed an ordinary person, a Baron Kavana. So what happens to the animal? The animal does not get killed, only if it's Kavana. He's also Potter Mekhefer. Same Cheshbon. Shenemar HaShoyer Sokol V'gam Baile of Yumas. You killed the Shoyer and the Baile Yumas. How are the Baile Yumas? Im Kheifer Yushas Allah. He has to pay Kheifer. And we'll learn later from the word Im an extra thing. Kol Zman HaShoyer Beskila Baile Mishal Mekhefer. If you kill the animal, the owner pays Kheifer. Ain't HaShoyer Beskila, ain't Baile Mishal Mekhefer. Eitzer Abaya. Abaya asked a question. So Shlokish talks about Shloishim Shalavid, and the Rabba talks about Kaifer with the same idea. With Shloiva Kavani, you don't kill the animal, you don't do this. So Rabbi said, Abaya asked a question. Hey, Miss Shady as Plainy. If a guy comes forward instead of forward and he's Maida, we live in the Chiddush Shlokish that says that if an animal kills Shloiva Kavani, the animal does not get killed, you don't pay the $30 for an Evid. And Rabba says, if it kills a person, Shloiva Kavana, says the animal does not get killed, you don't pay kaifer. So, six lines about it. Eisei Abaye, I ask a question. Hey, Miss Shoydi as Pliny, my Shoy killed that person. Oy Shoydi shall Pliny. So, a guy came forward as Maidi. Now, because he was Maidi, you don't kill the animal. Oy Shoydi shall Pliny, Hareza Mishal Malpiyatpi. You pay on your own. L'cheyde, my love, what are you paying? Kaifer. So, it was a Sakasha on Rabba. Why? Because we see from here that even though the animal doesn't get killed, because a piatzman, just because we learn from Kemisa the Bailim, just like Mr. Bailim, if a guy says, I murdered somebody, you're not going to punish him. So too, if the animal, the owner of the animal says, my animal killed, you don't kill the animal. And yet it says here, you still pay. So, and what are you paying? Uchari pay kaifer. It's a kash and rabba. Loi domim. So that makes a chiddush now. Where you don't pay kaifer, then you pay the value of the animal that you killed. Because why should it be worse than a zikin? If you damage the animal, you would pay the value of the animal. So when you kill the animal, if you pay kaifer is one. If you don't pay kaifer, you pay the value. And Taze explains, sometimes it comes out even worse than paying kaifer. Thinking about eat damim. If you tell me a new chiddush now, where you don't pay kaifer, you're still paying the value of the animal, ain't much safer. Well, explain me the safer. It says the safer. Hey, Mishaydi, is Avdish or Plaini? If my animal killed that person's Evid, ain't a Mishalma Piazza. There you don't pay. You don't pay your own. Now you're telling me we're talking about Domim. The Nalachet, why don't you pay? Because Knas, but Knas is Potter. But you're telling me, we're not talking about the Knas. We're talking about the value, the Domim. Because you say, well, there's no killing of the animal. There's no knas either, so talking about dummim. So why are you potter? The dummim, my loy, why shouldn't you ever pay the value? Must be talking about knas. Amalei said to him, Yechil Nishnulat, you're right. I could answer you, the rabbi says to Abaye, Reisha dummim v'sefer knas. I could get out of weasel my way out of it by saying that the Reisha is talking about dummim and that's why you pay, you don't pay kreifer. And why the sefer, you potter because of knas. Don't expect me to give you weak answers. I'll tell you the truth. Either be the dummim. They're both about money, but there's a chilik between a behemoth and an eved. What's a chilik? Me, a ben choydin, by a ben choydin, where I don't pay, this chilik that I just made, that if you don't pay kaifer, you pay money, is only by a ben choydin. But by an eved, if you depart it from paying the knas, you don't have to pay the dam in the value of the eved. Why should it be a chilik? And goes like this. Me, a ben choydin, by a ben choydin, since sometimes you can pay kaifer on your own, so therefore you pay damim on your own. In other words, where there is, if there's a form of payment where you're moided by kaifer, you're going to pay. I'll soon say how it is possible. So therefore, by you pay the damim. The damim comes off the kaifer. Mash ain kain by an ever, you never pay the kaifer by your own admission, so you don't pay the damim either. It goes like this. Ben Chayri in the Mishalim Kofer al pi atzme. Sometimes you pay kofer on your own. How? Hechidomi, how is that possible? The Yosef Sadi Vasid Bei the Kotel. If Aiden come along and said, you know for a fact that your animal killed somebody, above the Yodi, we don't know. Your Tam would have one thing, we don't know like this. If it's a Tam, then you don't pay kofer. And if it's a Muad, you do pay kofer. But we know for a fact the animal killed. And then he Amamare, the Muad, the owner says, yes, my animal was a mood, which means I have to pay kofer. The mishal and kofer piatzma, then you'll pay. Why will you pay? Why in this case will you pay? Because kofer is a kapara. Now that we've established your animal killed, you need the kapara. So it's not a question of knas, it's a kapara, and you want the kapara. And you made it by kapara, we believe you. Hey, chad. But why don't we believe you then if we have no edim at all? Because the pasuk says, kimis the bailim, we learned kimis the bailim, kamis the shayin, and by mis the bailim, we don't believe you. But once we know for a fact that it happened, the question is, so since we believe you to an extent about kofer, Yosef, we believe you when it comes to dummy, you pay dummy. But where there are no edim, mishal and dummy. But by Eved, it's never possible. What happened by Eved? A Tam kills an Eved, you don't pay the $30. Only by a Muad. So if they say, we don't know if it's a Tam or a Muad, he's made it's a Muad. Made by Knas Potter. So you never have a Hechetimtza that you pay Knas on your own admission. So Eidim is on Knas, but you ask Hechetam Gindi. Also Eidim, Eidim, Kulam Asid, the Bedi Kotel, Eidim, Kibla Yod, but we don't know. Eid, Tam, Havi, Yimur, Havi. But Om, Amor, Eimur, who, and he says, Mizam, Muad, let me shtal on Knas, not be Asid, you don't pay. Hechet, the Lek, since you never bring yourself to pay Kaifer, Hechet, the Lek, Eidim, without Arno, Eidim, let me shtal on Dummim, you don't pay money. So Rabbis now goes another Chiddush. His other Chiddush is that where there's no Kaifer by a person, you pay Dummim, the value of that person's life. Moshe Rav Shmuel Barav Yitzchok, Rav Shmuel Yitzchok asked a question. It says in the Braise the following: Kol shechayev beben chayin. This is the Braise says: anything that you any case that you chayev by an ordinary person, you chayev beevid. It comes to shloishin knas. You chayev by nevid. Bein be koifer, bein be misa. When the animal gets put to death, knows a mood, and when you pay koifer. Now luchayin, there's no koifer by nevid. What's going on here? Koifer beevid miika elalav. What do you mean by koifer? It means damim. So you see by what? That if there's no kofer by an Eved, what are you paying Dummim? What's Rabbi telling us? I said that you don't pay Dummim by an Eved, and that's how you want to learn the Braise before. I'm afraid you do pay Dummim, because it says it kofer. Ikedami has two versions here. Either who Maisel or who Mephadik, or Shmuel Yitzchok answer the question himself, or Ikedami, Rabbi answer him, Omele Rabbi. Hochik Tani, this is how you should understand the Braise. Kosher Chayibe, Bechayim, Bekavone. You thought the Braise is too much Lebe Kavone. So there's no Misa. When there's no Misa, so therefore you're talking about Dummim. No, it's talking about Kavone. And by Ben Chayim, Bekavone, you take to pay Kofer. And the animal gets killed. Alpi, Edim, Kofer is Chayibe, Beknas. That's when you pay the Eved. It's Chiv. What? Not Kofer by Eved, you pay the Knas. But the Kosher Chayibe, Ben Chayim, Shalebe Kavone. However, contrast this with Lebe Kavone. What happens to the animal labor kavana? Alpi edim, based on edim, but labor kavana, where the animal does not get killed, because you don't get killed unless you have kavana, and therefore, you know, there's no kofer either, because I just was mechadish, when you don't kill the animal, there's no kofer. So what do you chayiv? There you chayiv, what do you chayiv there? Damim. Is damim, is chayiv, be'evet, shlebe kavana, pi edim damim. Not like this. My chiddush that by an eved you don't pay damim is only when it was admission al pi atzmai, but when it's al pi edim, then if there's no knas, you do pay damim. So al pi edim make you pay damim, but al pi atzmai you cannot pay damim, because there's a big chakir in by the achrenim. Why moedib knas potter? Is a moedib knas potter because business has no way of being mechayev you? We need edim to mechayev you, or moedib knas aptur? That is a form of payment. Because what's the whole idea of a knas? That you should become a mensch. Don't do it again. But if you're a maidah, that means you recognize your aveda. So that's a ptur. So therefore, he's saying it, that by if you're a maidah pi atzma, you don't pay dhamma, because you're already paid by your haidah. But if it's the edim who make you pay, then I'm also maidah, you pay dhamma by eved. And that's what the Braise is talking about, edim. Omele Rav says, Rav, yihachiv so, ishay shalai bekavon. So you tell me the edim amachayiv dhamma, so if your fire causes damage. But unintentionally, we mean it is. If your fire causes damage, intentionally you kill somebody, you don't get killed or anything else. Al pi edim, based on edim, nishalim damim, why don't you have to pay money? According to your logic, that way you don't pay kai for anything else, you pay the value of the nizik. So why, when your fire causes damage, bekavon, you don't pay the damage? Now, how do we know you don't? When Olay Rav Adelay, Mishalim, how do you know you don't pay? He's asking a kasha. Elay, now we learned. Hayagidi, Kafos Lay, there's a goat we had before, a goat was tied down. The Emmet Samach Lay, there's an Evid next to it. The Nisif Imo, he got burned with him. Chayiv, Chayiv. Evid, you're Chayiv in that cave because, not for the Evid, you're Chayiv for the Gdi. The Evid could have walked away. But you're Chayiv for the Gdi. Eved kafos loy. The Eved was tied down. The gidi samuch loy, and there was a goat next to it, v'nishimai, and he got burned. Potter. When we say chayv, we're talking about the chayv and the gidi and the goddish. Not the Eved ever could have walked away. But if the Eved was tied down, the gidi was next to it, he got burned, you're potter. Now, the Eved, you also potter. Now, why are you potter, the Eved? Not because of common the rabbi, but because since you don't get killed, because since you only pay shloshim by a sharam muad, there's no sharam muad, so you don't pay. And he holds it. Remember, he had a machlokes for eish is chayiv because it's your money or because it's my koyach. So if you hold eish is my money, there's no chiv of me or anything else of my eish committed the damage. Potter. So we're seeing that what that you don't even pay dumb either. Why don't you pay dummy by fire? And for the Gemara, Ha'omer Ishlaki, you know why you potter? Ishlaki himself said, the one who holds that's mammon, Kiganisha, hates begufu shel eved. You took the fire and you actually burnt the eved. So it wasn't your mammon that went crazy and your fire spread and killed someone. You took the fire and burned him. That's mammon Yikoyach. And there they come with Rabbanei. The reason why you potter is because since you killed the person, come with Rabbanei.
So well, when you say hates eved, it's both performance whether the eved is tied up or the eved is not tied up?
Yeah. But the only chai, the only potter, because come with the rabbi, if the eved was tied up, the eved was not tied up, you potter because he could have walked away. But you chai for the gedi and here, here you potter for everything because come with the rabbi. Well, the other time we learn, I'll tell you what is rai yid about eish don't pay. Chaim be eish be bavoy is a chumra by eish. You don't have a bird. She eish mu edus leechol bein dover haro bein dover shelo. Even if it burns stones and singes stones, you have to pay. But she ain't give a boy. Boy is only chai. Even chamar v'adam chamar v'lekelim. Shoy v'adam chamar v'lekelim. Only thing which is suitable for a boy. The ilu, why not make another difference? Sha'esh mishalem mishalem bekavana damim. If you're right, that if you have loy bekavana and you're not paying, you're paying for the value of the nizik, should make damim. Hashem came to boil. Like Tony, why doesn't say that chilek is why the boil makes a difference? And that's not an idea. But you're right. Maybe fire also you don't. Maybe fire you do pay for loy bekavana, but it's not mentioning every chilek. El Rava Gufa, Rava is not making a fact. He's asking a question. Boye boyle. He's asking a question to Rabba. Isha, your fire, shaloi bekavana, your possessions go and cause damage, shaloi bekavana. You're saying that when it comes to share, you have to pay the nezik. If you don't pay the knas or the, you pay the nezik. Me mishalim damim or by ben chayin, you're saying that you pay them. You don't pay kofer, you pay the value of the person who died. What about other things like eish? Me mishalim damim oloi. Do you pay the value of the nizik? Me, I'm going to say a person died or not. God be shayid. Since by kavana, you have this extra payment known as kofir. So shalay be kavana. If the shayid kills like kavana, so you're not going to kill the shayid, even though you're not paying kofir. Pay the damim. Mishalim damim. Aval ishay the be kavana le mishalim kofir. Even if you did a fire be kavana, you don't pay kofir by fire. By regular shayid we had a machlekes, but by fire you don't pay kofir. Why do you pay by fire kofer? Because kamal medrabne, every time that your fire burns somebody down, you kill somebody. You chay kamal medrabne, so there's no kofer. Is shalay bekavana nami lay mishalom dami. So if you did lay bekavana, maybe you don't pay money. Ideal more perhaps. Kiva the gabi shalay bekavana. I've got like kofer mishalom dami. Fine is a concept called money. Gabi shenami a fire also. I've got the kavana lay mishalom kofer. Even though bekavana you don't pay kofer, but shalay bekavana maybe you should pay the value damage. Me is mishalom dami. Now, it be kavana, which is worse, but the reason why you're not paying it there is at all because kamad rabbanei, you're going to get killed. But if you don't get killed, maybe you should pay money. But like, I don't know which one it is. Take who? Remain with the question.